Baltimore City and Baltimore County are expected to outfit their police officers with body cameras by the end of the year. The departments will be playing catch-up with Laurel, a small city south of Baltimore that has already outfitted 32 of its 45 police officers with cameras. WYPR's Kenneth Burns saw Laurel's program in action.
Officer Andrew Duran, a 7-year veteran of the squad, has been wearing a camera about the size of a lipstick tube mounted on his sunglasses for 2 years.
The camera battery pack hooks to the spot on my belt. I run the cable wire through my shirt, attach it to either my sunglasses or a headband.
Baker 1, 28 hard copy.
Duran pulls over a driver who had almost caused an accident on Route 1 near Bowie Road.
As I made contact with the driver, I turned the camera on, advised him that he was being audio and visually recorded, and asked for his information.
He lets the driver off with a warning. At the end of his shift, Duran places the camera in a port back at the station. It downloads all the footage and stores it for 6 months or longer if police need to maintain it as evidence for a trial. Laurel's mayor and city council authorized funding for the cameras, $2,000 per unit, including data storage and maintenance contracts, in 2013. Police Chief Richard McLaughlin said it was easy to implement the program because his department had been using car cameras for 2 decades. He told Maryland Morning last September that officers are requesting body cameras and added that complaints against officers have gone down.
There have been incidents where people have come in to file complaints, both complaints against officers and or lawsuits, where the video has come into play, and it has basically, once they viewed the video, they have redacted their complaints.
And the cameras are used for more than day-to-day operations. He said they're used for the SWAT team, canine handlers, and for training.
When the officers are in the field training program, the training officer is actually videoing what they're doing, and they're being made aware of mistakes they're making in the field.
Meanwhile, Baltimore County Police Chief Jim Johnson is coming up with recommendations for police body cameras and taser cameras. Police had planned to launch a pilot program for taser cameras last month, but delayed the start while they worked out problems with storing the footage. Now they're planning a spring launch for both kinds of cameras. County Executive Kevin Kamnitz said his county may not be Ferguson, Missouri, referring to riots sparked by the shooting of an unarmed black man by a white police officer last summer, but he recognizes that police-community relations are a national concern.
We may not have a problem in Baltimore County, but it doesn't mean we can ignore the potential for the future.
In the city, a work group appointed by Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake continues. The city council passed a bill requiring police body cameras in November, but the mayor vetoed it. She cited an opinion from the law department saying the council didn't have the power and said the proposal was not well developed. Rawlings Blake says she supports body cameras, but she didn't want a mistake-ridden program that might not pass legal muster. John DiCarlo, associate professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York, says the mayor's approach is commendable.
The more background that we have and the other implementations occur around the country, the more we're going to learn the foibles of the technology and the ins and outs.
The mayor says she expects the work group to give her recommendations in the next several weeks. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.